Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast. This is Stuff segment number 17. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm 1 year away from marrying Stuff.
What?
Sorry, I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Lita Cho.
Sung Lee.
Wow, that was a really inappropriate statement. But anyways, I am glad to be back so I can hear all your inappropriate statements every week. So it's good to be back. And we've had a little bit of fun this past weekend. I was in Seattle. Those of you that listen to the show frequently, you'll remember Lita. She's back for this weekend. So Lita, what would you like to say? We've had people write in saying, we miss Lita. She's a female.
Well, I miss you guys too. Miss all of you.
Aww.
Excited that I get to be back even after 2 weeks. That's awesome.
Yeah, she misses people she's never seen or heard of.
She misses all of
this. All your letters.
This is the internet age.
I miss everyone who wrote to us. They're funny.
She misses Nitrous and VTA Man.
I miss what is it?
Londo.
Londo.
I'll always miss you, Londo. Okay, so I know that you went to a pretty cool concert this past weekend.
It was a pretty cool concert because it's the first time Rodrigo y Gabriela have been out of the studio for a few months.
Nice.
And oh, that means there's a new album.
Yes, there's a new album coming in September.
I was just thinking to myself, why are they still going to concerts? It's been like 2 years since the first album. Anyways, go ahead.
But yeah, they played some stuff from their new album. Unfortunately, the Saratoga Mountain Winery, where we were... It's a very polite venue, so it was very nice for my first time hearing Rodrigo y Gabriela, because I got to hear everything very clearly.
A lot of old people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Old wine.
A lot of people left early.
Oh, that's weak.
That is weak. So next time I see them, I'm gonna make sure that everybody is between the ages of 18 and 35, and between the blood alcohol levels of like 0.08 and 1.
Yeah, well, like... We went to the Fox Theater and we were surprised how many old people there were. Like,
yeah, we've seen Cake and Ben Folds in the Fox Theater, and both times have been pretty mellow, so it's not really that exciting.
Pretty mellow is fine. This was almost dead.
This was like going to the symphony.
Hey, going to the symphony, you expect that. I like that.
Okay, that's just not from a regular concert.
Exactly. Well, Rodrigo y Gabriela is sometimes in between, you know?
Yeah.
But they're used to playing clubs, so they're more of the concert crowd.
Definitely.
I want to bring this up. I saw your tweet that you had a blue moon this past week and then passed out for an hour.
Nice. What?
I was watching baseball and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fall asleep for a little while in front of the TV.
You had one and then you
one
passed
blue
out?
Moon?
I had one beer.
You mean juice.
Kevin doesn't even consider it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, I'm glad that you're actually drinking some more, because then eventually you expose yourself to a whole bunch of
I won't
stuff.
Be as cheap of a date.
Yeah. It's good. But
I need to buy
Kevin
you a Coke.
Kevin should talk, because like now he used to be able to drink like 9 beers.
I used to be a wuss. Yeah, I'm getting old now. I used to be able to drink like 9 beers. Now it takes, when I'm at like the
three,
fourth one, I'm like,
three.
I'm kind of full, guys.
Yeah, I think we should go home. I think it's getting late.
All right, one other thing I want to bring up before we get into our interesting stuff. We're going to have a game show later this episode, so thank you guys for all of you guys that have been writing in reviews on iTunes. We're now finally in the regular feature page every once in a while, because it updates every hour, so sometimes we're struggling against some other knitting podcast, but we're really
we're
going to
beat
that,
those
you know,
knitting people.
You wanted to swear.
Anyways, we've been only recording since the 1st of February, so now that it's June, it's only been like,
Four and a half months.
Yeah, 4 months. So I'm kind of surprised.
I was really surprised that we were in the featured list. That's really cool.
Yeah, we originally decided to do this just because we wanted to just do something, and like we haven't spoken with each other in a while.
It's,
so it's become this like weekly tradition now to just get together and record.
For yourself. I still don't have a life.
No. You guys, we all have lives. We just haven't seen each other.
I have half life.
It's so good to see each other. Yeah, what did I do? Well, we watched movies every day. There was a point in the summer where Kevin and I would watch a movie every night. And Kevin watched 3 movies a night. That was kind of bad.
Those were awesome nights. Anyways, let's go on to our game show. So game show time. We got a brand new one for you guys called Dead or Alive. For those of you in San Francisco, you might recognize this game show from some radio station that you've heard somewhere. Anyways, it's a very simple game. I got 3 players here. We got Lita, Dom, and Sung. Given the usual rules, Dom will be going first. I will give you a name of a person, a famous person, and this person is related to something in a previous episode or current episode, and you must tell me whether they are dead or alive.
Do they have the sound effects?
No, I'll add those later.
Okay.
Whatever.
Kevin, anyways, fix it in post.
Yeah, fix it in post, Kevin. Oh, boy.
We can add a special game show theme song that Kevin composes for us, too.
Oh, awesome. Anyways, so let's do a practice one, okay? So I'm going to name someone that's going to be pretty obvious, like Stan Lee.
Stan Lee's alive.
Totally dead, whatever. I mean, that guy looks practically dead. Just kidding. Yeah, he's alive.
Well, if I have like my death notebook and I could write his name and then he could be dead.
I could cheat
that way.
He's fused with Hugh Hefner.
All right, so you guys totally understand how this game works. Okay, so the very first one. Remember, these are all related to something we've spoken about before or maybe speaking about soon. Number one is Irvin Kershner.
Irvin Kershner. Let's see. Wasn't he a composer? Let me think.
You can't ask me about anything.
Oh.
Dead or alive?
He's alive.
Yeah, I'll say.
He sounds so confident. Do we follow along?
I'll say alive.
Dead.
He is the director of The Empire Strikes Back. He is still very much alive.
Oh.
Yeah, that is right.
1 point for Sung and one for Dom. Lita.
Negative?
By the way, just let Dom go first. That usually is why I skew the questions this way.
It's like, wait, didn't... No, I'm thinking of Irving Berlin. What am I thinking?
All right.
Did you know that for a fact?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I think I would have heard something from Kevin if he had died.
Oh, I see.
Kevin would have called Sung. I'm going...
I would have mentioned it on the Star Wars show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number two is John Pemberton.
John Pemberton. I'm thinking of John Hurt. John Hurt is totally not dead, so I'm just going to say John Pemberton is also alive.
Lita?
I hate this game. Alive. Alive.
Since I do not know who he is dead to me, so I'll say dead.
All right, Sung gets the only point. He's the creator of Coca-Cola. Later on this episode, we're going to talk about our top five beverages, so that's how it ties in.
I saw the Wikipedia page. It was like it was black and white.
I know. It was not even a photo. It was an illustration.
Oh, my God.
And Lita, you shouldn't cheat.
Take a point away from her. Take a point away from her.
Cheating and getting it wrong, it doesn't count as cheating.
Okay.
Actually, it's still cheating. Yeah, Trust me on this one.
All right. Cheating,
this next one, Basil Poledouris.
Polydorus?
Polydorus, however way you want to mention it. I actually don't know whether I'm pronouncing it correctly, but most of the time I've heard Polydorus, something similar.
I'll say dead.
He's so dead.
I don't know, just to run with the trend, I'll disagree with everyone and say he's alive.
Well, Dom and Lita both get points. Basil Poledouris.
Yeah, I know who he was.
Film score composer. Yeah. He wrote the score for Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah.
He passed away, I think, 2 years ago.
Kevin was very upset. Very, very upset.
What else did he do that you actually cared about?
Wind.
He did the score for Wind. He did the score for Quigley Down Under.
Ooh.
He did the score for The Hunt for Red October.
Okay, that one I actually remember. That was a good one.
Yeah, that one's a good theme.
All right. So we have only two more left for you guys. Just letting you guys know, Sung has 2 points. Dom has 2 points. Dude, Lita has one.
Kevin, you have to have 10.
What?
We're doing five. Lita.
10.
Lita.
10.
Lita.
That is not fair. How is anyone supposed to catch up?
Okay, fine. We'll be doing 10 then. Okay, I'll just come up with them off the top of my head.
All right.
Yes, sounds okay? Good.
All right.
Dom, is he dead or alive? Dom is like, dead?
All right. Number four. This is a pretty easy one, so I hope you guys get it. Gunpei Yokoi.
Actually, this is the funny thing. I have a CD in my room. The name of the track is Gunpei Yokoi is alive. However, he died in traffic, so he's dead.
Dead.
I'll have to disagree with you. No, I don't know. Dom seems very sure of himself, so I'll say dead.
R.I.P. Game Boy creator.
Oh, yep. He is Father Game Boy. He is dead. In a very unfortunate way, too.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
He died in traffic.
Yep. All right. So before we go to the halfway point, let's do this last final one. This one's going to be tricky. Oh, unless you really know your stuff. Bobby Fischer.
Bobby Fischer died. Dead.
It's Chucky, right? So does he have cancer and he's like in comatosis or something?
They're either dead or alive.
He was in exile from the United States for a very long time due to, I believe, was it tax evasion or was it because he played a chess match in Cuba?
Something I don't remember.
Like dead, I guess. He's still sounds sure.
I'll say alive.
He is dead. Died last year.
Yep. Even.
That is in referral to our episode, Fishing with Bobby Chessman. All right. So Dom and Lita got points from that one. So at our halfway point, Dom has 4 points. Lita has 3 and Sung has 3. So it's a pretty close match right now. Finish off the second half of the Dead or Alive game show. So I hope you guys are ready. Don't forget that Dom is just 1 point ahead of both of you. So it's still anyone's game. So number 6, Dom, Tui Trang.
Dead.
Oh, yeah. Totally dead. Totally. I remember who she is now.
I'll disagree with you both and I'll see you alive.
She's dead. She's the very first Yellow Ranger.
Power Ranger. That's what I was like, Tui Trang? That sounds familiar.
All right. So,
yeah, because she's the only Vietnamese woman who's ever been on television, right?
So you guys are all 1 point apart from each other. Dom's in the lead. Lead is one behind, and Sung is two behind Dom. All right. Next one is a pretty interesting one. The Sherman Brothers. This is both Robert Sherman and Richard Sherman.
I'll say dead.
Alive.
I'll say DS game. No, wait.
DS game.
Damn, I can't disagree with you both now. I'll say
I'm probably
dead.
Wrong.
Both brothers are alive.
Woo!
They are the ones that wrote the songs for Mary Poppins, The Jungle Book, and a whole bunch of other Disney selections. So yes, they are very much alive. So Lita, you've caught up with Dom and Sung. I think you are now
very much in last place.
Yes. You're still 2 behind. You can still catch up as long as they don't get these next few ones, okay? Mm-hmm. So the next one is Ute Saito.
What?
Ute Saito is alive?
Alive.
All right, I'll go with my usual strategy and say he's dead.
No, Ute Saito is the creator of Seaman,
yep.
And he's still alive. Sorry, Sung. You've now fallen into Chris territory. We have some very nice parting gifts, but go ahead and play along with the rest of the game as well. Wow, you two are still neck and neck. Only 2 left, okay?
Well, you've asked a Sega guy and you've asked a Nintendo guy. Come on.
Okay. Number 9. And I wonder if this will trick you guys. Maybe I should shift my eyes when I say this one.
And I look at you. Let you know you.
Ben Burtt.
I'll say dead.
He's totally alive.
He's alive.
He is alive. He is the voice of R2-D2 and WALL-E. He is sound
designer.
That's
how I know. I was kind of cheating.
Yeah.
I actually thought all of you guys would get it. That's why.
I picked up the WALL-E DVD and he was in the special whatever.
That's cool.
Special, I have the WALL-E DVD too. It's just the only special I've watched is SpoilerBot.
All right, the final one, and Lita, you're ahead by 1 point. Dom, you can still tie in this case. In the tiebreaker, we will go to a piece of trivia.
All right.
Oh, man, that's when I lose.
Anton Karas.
Ooh, the guy who did the Third Man soundtrack. Trying to remember, because I checked on him a few months ago. Dead?
Dead too. Third Man, that's a long movie. A movie made long ago.
I'm going to disagree with both of you and say undead.
No, he is dead. I should have done this the way that differently. Like Lita is supposed to go first,
yeah.
Rather than
instead of her assuring the victory.
Yes. Yeah.
Shame on you guys.
I'm sorry. I just realized it. I was like, oh crap.
I'm calling favoritism.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Well, or it could just be like Jen and like just correcting me for.
Yeah, actually, that was favoritism on my part. Just like, come on!
All right, so that's another game show. That is Dead or Alive. Lita, congratulations on me not doing the game correctly.
Yeah!
Making it difficult for you guys. But actually, no. I want to ask you guys this question. Between Lita and Dom, whether you can answer this correct. Okay, here's how we're going to do this. There are 15 characters in the original Star Wars trilogy that show up in 2 films or more. How many of the 15 can you name?
So
let's alternate between you guys.
All right. Oh my god, we're all gonna be doomed.
So,
are you a Star Wars
Lita,
fan?
You begin. Lita, you begin.
There's some very easy ones.
Okay, fine, Luke.
C-3PO.
Leia.
Han Solo.
R2-D2.
Chewbacca.
Now this is where you get Darth Vader.
I'm glad you got that one.
Yoda.
Does the extended version, like the cuts count?
Only the original Star Wars trilogy.
No, I think she means the special edition versions.
No, no special edition.
Okay, so Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I already said that.
Did you?
Yes. That was my last one, as a matter of fact.
No, you said Yoda.
Oh, I did say Yoda. Obi-Wan was next on my list. I apologize. Lando Calrissian.
Now we come down to the five difficult ones.
You said
maybe
Leia.
Difficult.
You know, you're leaving out some very obvious ones so far.
It's been a long time. Okay.
It's not Nien Num.
Is that the mini one?
Oh, what's his name?
The fat guy, Jack Porkins, right, Lita?
No. Oh, the Emperor.
I'm trying to figure out if I should take a hard one. Yep. Wedge Antilles.
All right, only three left.
How am I supposed to?
You're surprised they're missing one, right? Yeah,
I'm surprised they're missing two of them.
Wow. You guys... Man,
well,
not feel
also, I'm not under pressure, so.
I know one, for some reason, you really should get, and then one, you would have to know Star Wars to get, and one is the one that's really just me being an ass.
You mean the ice cream guy in Cloud City?
No! He died!
Oh my god. No, I'm not giving up. There's one obvious one.
There's two obvious ones I can think of, unless they said one and I missed it.
Maybe I know of one obvious one kind of, and one really hard.
Can I just start giving answers now?
Yeah, Lita, you have 5 seconds to give an answer, or else Dom has to give an answer, and if he gets one, then it's over for you.
Oh,
five, four.
If I get it wrong, can I?
Two.
I don't know.
One.
I'm done.
Oh. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Also, isn't Mon Mothma in 1 and 3?
No.
No?
No, no,
it's
no,
a different
no.
one?
No, Mon Mothma is only in Return of the Jedi. The other two characters are Admiral Piet, who actually starts as Captain Piet in Empire Strikes yep. Back, and Dengar shows up in Jabba's palace in Return of the Jedi.
Also, did anyone mention C-3PO?
Yes.
Yes.
We okay. got both of the bots.
Okay.
The droids. Sorry, Kevin. But yeah, I thought Mon Mothma Boba was the one giving them the medals in 1, too.
No, that's no? Princess Leia.
Oh, is it? Oh, it is.
All right, so
Boba Fett.
So I guess in the end, you guys still tied up. Don't worry about it. Let's go straight into this top five beverages list, and let's just shoot through them.
All right.
I'm not nerdy enough. Sorry.
Oh, you guys did. You guys did pretty well.
My number one is not number one on the list for any actual desire to drink it, but just for memories for beverages.
Are you counting down from five to one?
Yeah.
You don't have a rank, do you?
I have a rank.
Okay.
Number five.
My number five is tequila.
Wow. Oh, because of that story.
Of that story of my 21st birthday where my family decided, hey, let's celebrate by matching tequila shots with you. I'm like, no, my liver, please. It's so young.
You'll be fine.
And 7 tequila shots later, I was fine.
Okay. I guess my number five is peppermint lattes. They're really good from Starbucks.
Ooh.
You want
kinda,
some now?
Well, it's hot today, so I kind of don't want one
it's
right now.
It's not that hot. We're in California.
I would like
it's like
iced
70.
Peppermint latte.
They only come in Christmas.
I know.
So sad.
My number five is something I grew up on, which is Korean barley tea.
Ooh.
It's pretty standard Korean
beverage.
Yeah,
that's like the thing you get at the Korean restaurant. It's like anything else, it kind of tastes weird.
Wait, have I had this?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the one that comes at the end in the cold?
No. It's like the tea that they give you.
That has barley in it too, though, right?
That's rice.
Oh. Bar rice. Rice.
Bar
M-U. Ricely.
In a lot of restaurants, they serve it hot, but I actually prefer it cold.
I like it cold, too. Like in Korea, they have it like as a cold drink.
All right. Cool. Well, my number five is Talking Rain, which is a
screw Talking Rain
carbonated water in a can, and I grew addicted to this while working at one of my client sites.
Okay.
I brought one home so Lita could try it because I always like, oh man, Talking Rain is so good. And she tastes it, and she's like, oh, this tastes terrible. It's so bitter. And then the best thing was that when Lita went off to Microsoft,
Talking Rain.
They have Talking Rain there too for free, and she said, you know, I really like Talking Rain now.
It was like, once you try it, like, you have regular water or talking rain. I was like, okay, I'll try it. And you just can't stop. Like,
I know. They put something in there.
I know. They put cocaine or something. I don't know what it is. But, like, if you have, like, three cans, then you want another one. It's like, you have to go through three cans before you get used to it, I think. But it's really good. You should try the grapefruit run. That's also surprisingly good.
I only like plain. No flavored ones, please.
You never tried it, though.
I have tried all the flavored ones.
Even grapefruit?
I've never had grapefruit, though.
Yeah, so.
Lime is disgusting.
Yeah, lime is gross.
Okay.
My number four is something that I discovered while I was in Korea. It's Korean cider, which is tasty on its own. It tastes kind of, not really ginger ale-ish. It tastes kind of... It's hard to describe how
it tastes.
It's
hard to describe, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
But the main reason it's on my list is because there was this one Korean cider that Alex and I picked up at the airport, and we spent 5 days trying to open it. It was that hard to open.
That's
it
hilarious.
Drew blood from us while we were trying to open it.
Did you get a bottle opener?
It wasn't a bottle. It was a twist bottle.
Oh, I hate this.
And it was just like, we can't open this. What's going on? We spent 5 days. Every couple hours, we'd wander back over to it and go, all right, cider bottle, it's you and me now. And then we go,
you should have given it to a little Korean girl, maybe.
Yes.
She would have opened it.
Who eventually did open it?
No one. We left it in the hotel room.
Wow.
It kicked our asses. We gave up on it.
Wow.
I would have just broken the top off.
We probably should have. Except that it would have gotten our hotel room incredibly soaked.
That's why you do it in the bathtub.
Okay. With a baseball bat, right?
Yes.
It will lick the floor.
And lots of paper towels. Lita, number four, please.
My number four is taro milk tea with boba. I always get it all the time. Especially at birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, I actually had this is like kind of a mistake in that I got it mixed up with the order, but I had taro milk tea with grass jelly. That was actually really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I want to have one of those right now.
Exactly. Let's go. Let's go to Tapioca's Best right now.
Let's just pause the podcast.
There's a Quickly down the street. Yeah.
Oh my god, let's go.
Hey, we're here. Okay, cool. Wow, that taro milk tea was great.
I took my lychee milk tea.
Oh my god, I'm so full. I got the large.
Okay. All right, Sung, what about your number four?
My number four is pretty much the only thing I get at Starbucks, which is a grande iced mocha with no whip.
Nice.
Ooh.
Ooh, fancy. That's like,
I have no coffee on my list.
Yesterday I tried to get a cappuccino. I'm like, this isn't very good. I'm gonna stick with my mocha.
We should go around and, like, one of these days and hear the most ridiculous orders we've heard from Starbucks.
Ask Tony.
Yeah, ask Tony. I think Tony's talked about having to use both sides of the pad to record an order before.
All right, my number four is very simple. It's ramune.
Hey, that was my number three.
Well, then there you go.
Ramune tastes like nothing.
It tastes like bubble gum.
It
what are you talking
good.
About?
It tastes
bubble
yummy.
Gum taste in alien bottle form.
Alien bottle form.
With a marble so that you can rattle it.
Yes, I love eating the marble right after I'm done with it.
What?
Okay, you're number three.
My number three is the least healthy drink I can think of is the piña colada, but only in this one place in Mexico where I got it. Where they hollowed out the entire pineapple, filled it with whatever goes into a piña colada, took the rest of the pineapple, put it on a plate, or attached it to the front of the pineapple and made a little face out of it.
That's very cute.
It was delicious is what the more important part. And I imagined that it was your face as I was eating it. Like, take that!
My face, huh? My face.
I imagine when I had chilled monkey brains that it was your face.
Because it was.
Oops.
Just that whole story, I was like, they should put it in a monkey's head. That's kind of weird.
That is really weird.
Kevin's weird.
Why would you drink a pina colada out of a monkey's head?
Chilled monkey brain. You're not eating? I had bugs for lunch. Lita, you're number three. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
It's ramune. It's good. Everyone loves it. Okay.
Do you like the marble at the end?
I do like the marble at the end. But
yeah, that's good,
it's
right?
Very good.
It's very glassy.
I like to chew it first.
Oh, I just swallow it.
I remember the first time I had ramune, I threw away the cap part And then I was like, how do I open this now?
How did you eventually get that open?
A friend of mine was there, and he just like pushed the thing down.
Oh, okay.
With his thumb, yeah. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay,
song number three?
We're on number three already? Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do these fast. Lightning round.
Time goes
Let
fast.
Let me think. Any orange.
Welcome to The Price is Right. Da-da-da.
So any orange soda, whether it's Fanta, Sunkist, Crush, whatever.
Ooh, Crush. I haven't had Crush in a while.
Oh, well, they have those for free.
I've had Grapefruit Crush, but I haven't had Orange Crush in a while.
Grapefruit Crush?
Oh, actually, yeah. Speaking of Microsoft, you know they have a Capcom versus...
Oh, yeah. They have a Marvel versus Capcom machine there. Arcade cabinet.
But apparently they have the buttons. No one uses it, so the buttons are still
Yeah, we played it. It was like super responsive and everything.
Wow.
That was fun.
By the way, did you see that Capcom apologized for the Marvel versus Capcom 2 music? And they are adding a lot
that,
more music
like, weird,
to the
like,
360
hip-hop
version.
Stuff, right?
Hey, it makes their audience happier
like
than
the
weird
jazzy
stuff.
I'm going to take it for a ride.
Okay. Focus.
My number three is, I chose this because I can't choose Dimetap as a drink.
Ew.
So it is Stewart's Classic Grape Soda. I love this stuff. It's fantastic. It's just like...
You and grape soda,
It's
man.
Just like God nectar, man.
You know, like...
God nectar.
We have a friend going to she just graduated from pharmacy school, and she told Kevin about, you could just get the flavor in a bottle, and you could just
drink it.
And Kevin was like, oh my God, I want this right now. And I'm
like,
that's gross.
You know how you get it? There's like a specific type of thing that you can get. It's like a liquid, and they're supposed to give it to children that are having problems with their pooping. So it just pretty much contains it's just like a really high hydrated kind of thing, but you can also get grape flavoring on it. So it's basically like pure grape flavoring.
That's gross.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting, actually.
Disgusting.
No,
very disgusting.
It's not. Number two.
You're wrong.
I don't want to hear about your number two anymore.
You're number two.
Kevin talks about his number two all the time.
Who does number two work for?
That's right. Show that turd who's boss.
What does your number two taste like?
During his emails, he would tell me about like how well
my
number two. It was really gross.
My number two is classic, man. It's very classic. It's all natural too.
Coca-Cola?
No, it's not Coca-Cola Classic. It's actually a tie between Mexican Coke and Pepsi Throwback.
Like Haricots?
I still haven't had Pepsi Throwback. Where are you finding it?
Someone got it for me, I think. I forget
what
who.
No.
It's the new, like, regular sugar version of Pepsi, rather than fructose corn syrup. I've not found it at any supermarket around me. I went to the South Bay, East Bay, San Francisco.
Yeah, it is hard to find.
I know there are random spots that, I don't know where they are, but I know there's such a thing as random spots where they just test these things.
It's supposed to be in wide release by this point, right?
Should be, but
I
haven't
seen
it still.
They also have Mountain Dew Throwback.
I've seen Mountain Dew Throwback. I've been uninterested in it.
I want it.
Give it to me.
I've had the Halo Mountain Dew.
That's
which is
gross.
A mix between dog vomit and Coke.
Ooh, you should get the World of Warcraft Mountain Dew then.
Oh, the new blue one, right?
Yeah, the blue one and the red one.
You get a mount with it though, right?
You get a pet, I think.
Yeah, pet.
Is that why you guys got it?
I didn't get it. I think the pet only came from a little promotional code.
I actually like all the special Mountain Dews more than regular Mountain Dew.
Really?
I know you like Code Red, and you had that Pepsi Blue.
And Livewire.
Oh, okay, Livewire.
I like special
Livewire and Code Red are pretty good.
Livewire I like just so that we can quote Mark of the Wolves. Livewire!
Wait, I'm trying to remember this. Like, Livewire, that's the orange one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Go bang!
I was just like, ooh, Mountain Dew orange.
You.
Lita, you're number two?
My number two is this Korean yogurt drink. I call it yagurotu, but I don't know what it's really called in English.
They have that all over Asia. You're talking about the ones with little tiny bottles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Oh, the little bottle yogurt drink.
Yeah, in Korean it's called yagurotu.
Where they like deliver it to you every day in the morning or something. That's what Jay told me. Is he pulling my leg?
I don't remember that.
They deliver various products that way. They could be one of them as well.
But you could buy them at the Korean market. It's very, very good. It's just simple. And it's good frozen,
too. It's very tart.
Yeah, but I like that. And you could put them in the freezer and have it as like a popsicle.
It's like feeding me poison is what it is.
You don't like it forever.
It's not that. It's not that I don't like it.
Oh, it's
And also, I know on the packaging it says you keep it frozen. You don't have to keep it frozen. In fact, I like it better as a normal drink.
Yeah, you don't have to keep it frozen. I like it as a frozen beverage or like as like a regular beverage. Either way.
All right, cool. Song, you're number two?
My number two is, since I try to stay away from sugar,
water?
Cherry Coke Zero. Like,
they
would
have
be
Coke Zero for cherry?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It's good. And I mean, I would have said like Rob Roy, but that's like sugar on top of sugar.
Yes, it is. Actually, no, you're thinking of the Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Rob Roy is entirely different.
Rob Roy is a Liam Neeson movie.
All right, fine.
Well, no, it's okay. Also the name of a drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. What's that drink?
So it's Roy Rogers?
The Roy Rogers is the Coke and grenadine.
Okay.
Ooh, I love... Oh, that's what it's called then?
Yeah,
oh,
meanwhile...
It's good. It's delicious.
The Rob Roy, I'm looking it up, is vermouth, whiskey...
Yum.
And more whiskey.
This doesn't sound like your drink, son.
Sounds like a man's drink.
with a maraschino cherry, so it's not really that manly.
It has a cherry in it?
Never mind.
It's whiskey, vermouth, a cherry, and a dash of bitter.
Sounds like a woman's drink trying to be a man drink.
My number two is Guinness. It's basically water when I don't want water. Delicious, filling...
Bread.
Bread drink. Bread drink.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're number one.
My number one is a hometown favorite, and by hometown I actually mean Vietnam, not Redwood City.
Aww.
It's Vietnamese coconut juice, which is coconut milk, sugared up a little bit with slices of coconut meat in it, and it's very delicious. I am a big fan.
I haven't had it yet. That sounds good.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say redwood tree juice.
Yes.
That delicious bark flavor.
Sap.
It's sap time.
It is sap time. It makes you fire retardant. Just like the red, it gives you the powers of the redwood.
I can't believe I just heard that.
Redwood man!
Stop it.
I'm so hard!
So, wait.
Oh my god.
So here's my question, Kevin. Here's my question. Which is going to be the title of this podcast? I'm So Hard or Powers of the Redwood?
I don't know whether I can keep what I just said in the show. Anyways, Lena, you're number one.
Oh my god, what did you just do? Okay. My number one is Slurpees. Very good. I like Slurpees. 7-Eleven drinks.
Particular flavor? Flavor. Flavor?
Flavor.
I like Coca-Cola the best.
All right. Cool. I could use one right now. Song, you're number one.
My number one is I had this in a Barney's Gourmet Hamburger in Albany, California. And it was like, I like, you know, root beer floats, Coke floats, those type of things. And I don't really like root beer, and I didn't really feel like a Coke float. So I said, what else do you have besides those? And I have black cherry. So I had a black cherry float, and that was very, very, very good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one good? I can just go over there and get one then. Is this, what do you mean by black cherry? Is it like black cherry soda or something?
It's like, it's in a bottle. It's one of like maybe Thompson's or Thomas or.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I should just get one then.
Yeah, it was just like, well, we normally don't do that, but I mean, I just give you the black cherry and ice cream, and that's it.
All right, cool. Alex, that's one I can go get right now. Okay, my number one has a little story with it.
All of mine have come with stories. Well, most of mine.
I was, Lita, you took my number one, which is basically Slurpees, but there's a specific type of Slurpee.
All right.
The one that you mix with cherry.
It better not be great.
So we were in LA one night, and I was like really excited to try to find the new Halo cups at 7-Eleven.
Oh my god, Lita, spoiler.
For the Halo 3 promotion. And I went in there, and I'm like, wow, they have the Halo cups. And I'm like, okay, I'm 400 miles from home going to 7-Eleven just to see if I can find some cups based on a video game. The best thing about this 7-Eleven was they had grape Slurpee. And I wish I bought 3 cups worth that night, because I went through that one cup by the time I stepped out the door, And it was so good. And I've never been anywhere that had grape Slurpee ever again. It's been my white whale.
Oh, your it's white so whale. Good. Oh my gosh.
Grape drinks make my list twice.
Yes, I've noticed.
I love grape. Artificial grapes, not real grapes. I will also mention for real, well, actually, no, this is not right. I really like the Robert Mondavi 2006 Moscato dessert wine, but that's I think, peach-based, not grape-based.
Is it?
Yeah, it's peach-based.
It's very sweet. It's basically like peach Sprite.
It is very, very good. I remember you bringing that once.
But it gets you tipsy. No, I brought you a different thing. It was not the same.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
Yeah.
If they have Belgian beer, grape flavor, would you get that too?
Well, on my honorable mentions list was the raspberry Belgian beer. I would love a grape one, but they would probably use real grapes, which is terrible.
I just remember that scene in The Simpsons where they had like regular Duff beer, raspberry Duff, and Duff Light, and they're all coming from the same spout.
That's awesome.
All right, so let's go straight into the mailbag. We took a long time getting here, but anyways, we're in the mailbag now. Dom, I believe you want to take this first one from Ben.
Sure. Ben says, "Hey, S-Wordians, this is Ben again.
Are we a city now? That's awesome.
What?
We can be our own
country. Yeah, we are a city. We are a city. What are you talking about?
Country?
We are guarded by Redwood Tree Man. Redwood Man. Redwood Man?
With his hard what?
Wood.
That's his power, right?
Yeah. Didn't you play Mega Man with Wood Man?
Leaf Man, right?
Leaf Man?
It was Wood Man. It was Wood Man.
Leaf Man? He shot leaves, but he was made of wood.
He had a leaf shield, but he was Wood Man.
He was Wood Man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Wood Man. Redwood Man.
He says...
What if Wood Man fought against Cutter?
Cutsman.
Cutsman's such a pansy-looking guy, though.
Fine. Sorry.
I mean, his head's a scissors. Anyway.
Woodman versus Hardman.
Beats Triangle Man.
Anyway, this is Ben again. He wrote back in with the X-Men podcast. And I wanted to help out with one of the questions that came up. I can't remember who asked, but one of the hosts asked why the Federation and Republic were at war. While, yes, taxation and all that business crap were the surface reasons, the whole ordeal was Palpatine's plan to put himself in charge of the Republic.
Yeah, I understood that. Yeah. I actually rewatched the prequels.
What?
I came through it because after the podcast, I thought about it and I was like, okay, well, what really happened and what was this plot to kill Padme about and all that other stuff? I mean, I get that it's all about Palpatine trying to get into power, but they waste so much time on pod races and Anakin pouting about whatever he's pouting about. And talking about sand and whatever, that they never really get. There's all this plot that's like they don't bother explaining.
And the bad dialogue.
And that's why they've been erased from history.
Ta-da!
Yay!
That's the sound for erasing something from history, huh?
Yep.
Yes, it's the success sound from the Apple Mac.
That's right. Yep. Anyway, he says, once again, thanks for a great show and take care.
All right, cool. Lita, why don't you bring us this quick one from Chris?
Kritz writes, great job, girls and guys. I love the Star Wars episode. I agree that A New Hope, Emperor Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi are the only true Star Wars movies. Family Guy using Stewie as a segue.
Well, I think that he wants us to talk about, Family Guy because of Stewie. And we've got that suggestion quite a few times before.
Isn't it under Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane, we can do that probably a lot better.
Yeah, I think so.
Although, I don't know if we want to include Seth MacFarlane's other stuff. We'll talk about it anyways.
American Dad.
Oh, boy.
American Dad has Patrick Stewart, though.
Even so.
Yeah. Oh, I did not know that.
He plays the main guy's boss.
Oh.
The head of the FBI. Whatever.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Anyway, let's go on.
I'll bring you guys this one from Gary. He says, thanks for including my overly nitpicky email about Conan. All that. I really wanted to include that one because of this term, soul punching. So he wanted to share with us where soul punching comes from. And apparently there's a demonstration video with it. So he originally heard the term punched in the soul from something called the Spoony Experiment. It's a website about a nerd and gamer, or a guy that is a nerd and a gamer. And so he has some other sites on there talking about great moments in Soul Punch history, including one for Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd. Finally, he has this one other thing. This last link is mainly for Kevin, mostly because I'm just skip to the part where it says Star Wars sucks because George Lucas ripped off Akira Kurosawa. As a rabid Star Wars fan, I'm sure you enjoy it. Well, thanks, Gary. I've seen The Hidden Fortress, Akira Kurosawa's film, the one that some elements were taken from for Star Wars. But you got to remember that, like, I'm guessing the guy that wrote the experiment, wrote the Spoonie Experiment article, has to remember that everything takes things from everyone. And Star Wars barely really takes anything from The Hidden Fortress. There's, like, the two bumbling samurai, which are, like, C-3PO and R2-D2. There's the warrior princess, which is, like, Princess Leia. But there's not really, like, too much in there that's, like, a blatant ripoff. So, you know, like, you can say George Lucas ripped off Akira Kurosawa, but, you know, he just ripped off everyone because everyone else ripped off of everyone else. It's an evolution of the story of the hero's journey. So, yeah, I don't think he ripped him off. I think it's just an homage. But anyways, thanks for the email. And who wants to bring this next one from Zach?
I'll do it. So, he writes, greetings, S-Word Podcast. I've been a fan for a couple weeks now. Listen whenever I'm busy doing yard work. Here are some suggestions for possible episodes.
Yeah! Redwood Man.
One is, let's see here, Stella, a single-season show from Comedy Central.
I first read Stella, and I thought, ooh, Stella Artois? We can talk about that for 5 minutes.
Belgian beers, yeah. Yes. Stella Artois would be a decent scrap.
Yeah.
Safari, the browser, or the activity, like the Safari ride at Disneyland.
It would be fun to actually put both of... Just say the topic is Safari, and then we talk about both.
At the same time.
Yes.
I've tried the Safari browser a few times. It's a nice browser.
It's fine.
I think it's just fine, yeah.
It's just the default browser. It's better than the Internet Explorer.
I just keep going back to Firefox. It's hard to escape.
Yeah, yeah. I just go to Firefox.
He asks for Sam Raimi, which I find hard to believe.
We have it on there.
Yeah, okay. Shonen Jump, I believe, is on there at some point. Or actually, we haven't because it starts with Shonen, right?
I think someone mentioned it, and then you said, well, I don't know. And then, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, we'll think about it.
No, I'm pretty sure it's probably
Steve
both of
Jobs
our faults.
Steve Jobs
now.
Yay.
Steve Jobs, yeah. And exactly. Then Spirited Away, which would go under Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, we're just going to use the studio cheat.
Nice.
Anyway, he says, also, using the Nerd Point system amongst my friends has been a lot of fun. Would it be possible to create an iPod app
that
could calculate, record, and keep track of nerd points?
I don't know about keep track, but I can always like record my voice going, doo doo. What's that?
And then get sued by George Lucas.
That's nuts.
We should make some sort of program, an algorithm that'll calculate your nerd points for you from what they lost.
You should just create an application where you can turn off the tractor beam.
All I know is, for God's sake, don't make it a Facebook quiz.
Do the best Facebook quiz ever. Oh. Are you on a boat?
All right. Thanks, Zach, from Ole, Pennsylvania.
Lucas writes, hi, thanks for a great podcast. I've been listening since the first episode, and it is always fun to hear what you guys have to say. Anyway, why don't you do a show on soundtracks? We talked about that, haven't we?
I want to bring
this up because I'm trying to figure out how we can do one on soundtracks, because there's actual song soundtracks for films, and then there's regular film scores, and then there's games, and then there's musicals.
Yeah,
and
this
then
is a big topic here.
Yes, it would have to be a multi-episode topic, which I would have no problem with, because I'm very interested with this. But
there is
the problem of, hey, Kevin, splice in this music. Oh, Kevin, why are you ripping your eyes out? Redwood Man, save Kevin, please. I'm so hard.
I haven't prayed to you lately. I know I found it hard to believe in you, but please, just this once, could you save us, Superman?
So he does mention that he looked on the site and didn't see it in the list.
That's because soundtracks is a very difficult one to do.
It's especially hard to split up.
It will take some more thought on our part, but it is coming. It will just be a very epic series of episodes.
I think what we can do is we can start it with like our top X soundtracks for a certain category. You know, it's like our top.
Yes, exactly.
So it would be spread out a lot of stuffs.
Okay,
I think I can see that. Right,
and then. He has another suggestion, which has been brought up before as well, spoilers.
Spoilers is also, I wanted to bring this up too, because spoilers is a difficult one to figure out how we're going to handle this. Because I don't want to be spoiled about stuff, but as long as, like, I'm not being spoiled and everyone else is being spoiled, I have no problem with it.
Wow.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? It was Earth all along.
I already knew that.
Oh. It's kind of funny that his name is Lucas, because I have a friend who has a cat named Lucas.
You know, Kevin, the apes traveled back in time to create the ape world.
Yes, I know. I believe I'm the one that told you about how the five Planet of the Apes thing circles around.
You know, Paul Atreides' son turns into a sandworm and lives forever, but not really forever.
The chick is a dude.
Wow.
That reminds me of Amazing Race when they go to Thailand and then they go into a party cab with a bunch of
dude chicks.
Dude chicks. Like Thai, what is it called?
They call them Thai trannies.
Thai trannies. And like only the Asians knew that. Everyone else was like, wow, they were pretty attractive women.
Yeah, this is a group. This is a group of these two guys are like, wow, there's some really pretty girls in Thailand. The show never tells you that they're dudes, but you're like, dude, I think they're dudes.
They're totally
this is Thailand.
They're dude trannies. They're Thai trannies. For sure.
Okay, all right.
Well, they tell you because they show you the Asian girls say, oh, look, it's Thai trannies.
Yeah. The ones who know.
Anyways, Dom, can you bring us this one about from 047 about your favorite game that you like to campaign for?
What, you mean Valkyria Chronicles, which had a 400% sales increase last month?
I know. Do you think it? No, it's not us.
it was a bunch of people. It was also a price drop.
My roommate's been playing that nonstop for like the past 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
Anyway, he says, concerning Valkyria Chronicles, I thought I'd mention how much I'm enjoying this game. I was looking forward to it before it was released even in Japan, but let's see. It really made it a must-buy. Now that I actually own and have played it, why did it take you so long, dude? It's more than lived up to what I was hoping for, and I wouldn't mind buying it a few times. That aside, I'm basically just sending this email as an excuse for you guys to tell people to buy it again. So keep up the great podcast, and I'll probably keep listening regardless. Regardless of what? Us plugging Valkyria Chronicles, a wonderful strategy RPG / action game from Sega?
Yeah, so buy it again.
I heard it has C-Man in it.
I never played it.
Only $39.99.
It's coming out in Australia soon, finally.
Exciting. So you Aussies, you better buy it.
Seriously.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Okay.
Ooh, it's the Sangarang again, Kevin. Bring it up.
No, Lita, bring us the Sangarang.
Oh, okay.
Sangarang? What, is there like some history to this guy?
We just like saying his name like Londo.
Well, actually, no. He actually wrote in as Mike Sang this time. But I remember he's the Sangarang. I remember you. Londo, you don't get all the cool name call-outs.
Okay.
What do you mean? He gets more name calls than anybody.
He practically is a guest now.
I know. He's like Miho, for all people know.
Yeah, seriously. So Mr. Sangarang writes, Dear Esther's podcast, I haven't written since the earlier shows, but I have been keeping up. Fantastic work. The contents of this email are sort of
incompatible
for reading of this podcast, so it would be fine if you didn't read it on the air.
What?
Excellent. I'm glad we prepare these things. He basically wrote in to us, Lita, for that last part. So if you happen to read this email on the air.
Okay. Some.
I don't know what that's saying. Yes. Just go to the next line.
Dom touching games. Needle. Dom's taint needle.
Yeah. Dom. Dom's what? Taint needle. People are merging the tags now.
What?
What? Hey, have I shown you that we have the website up for the taint needle now? Lita, can we actually post that now?
Yeah, you can post it.
All right, cool. So if you guys want to check out the taint needle work that has been going on for medical purposes, you can go ahead and check it out. They actually do. I've seen the video now. It does have a model of a guy, and then the needle shows, and it zooms into the area, and then the needle goes into his skin and like works its way around. You can see like where all your stuff would be while the needle's curving around inside your body. So excellent work, Lita. I saw it. It was cool.
And as we're doing this, we're demonstrating this on Dom.
Yes.
It's going to be weird. Like, all of a sudden, we get a lot of hits. All of like, what's going on?
Well, you just look at the referral, Earl.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Anyways, thanks, Mike. All right, Jared writes into us, and he says, just listen to the Space Mountain podcast brought back memories of Disneyland. The first time I went was in 1989. Wes?
I wish I was here for that. That was a really awesome podcast.
It was always a scary podcast.
There's always amazing. Disney World.
Oh, yay. We haven't gone enough to know enough about Disney
World. Oh, whatever. There's always Disney parks. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
It starts with a D.
Space
Mountain is in every park. Ishness. Dole Whip. It starts with a D too.
You should have some. It's really good.
It is only if it's filled with piña colada.
It's basically piña colada ice cream.
Yeah.
Except without the coconut, which is what I like. I don't like coconut.
And rum.
Anyways, he says, back then, Pirates of the Caribbean wasn't politically correct. Captain EO was fun as hell and also at the park. And I, too, was scared by the Yeti and Matterhorn. So, see, it's not just me. Anyways, the last time he was a teenager, he was disappointed that they closed down the River Safari to build Indiana Jones. And Pirates was dumbed down and they removed Captain EO. But it's okay because he spent some time with the costume characters, including some of the princesses. So the next time he wants to go back to Disneyland, he wants to go eat at the Blue Bayou and see the Tiki Room again, thanks to us crazy nostalgia people. He says, keep up the good work. And this is Jared from Seattle. Wow.
Yay.
Seattle, yeah.
That's awesome.
He also says, P.S., say Dole Whip one more time or Taint Needle. It's well,
Dole Whip,
Taint Needle.
Hey, if you know some good places to see,
paint needling at Dole Whip.
And Jared, if you know some good places to check out in Seattle, you should totally let us know because we're going to be visiting there a lot more.
The Space Taint Needle.
Oh, actually, we're going to be having an episode in Seattle.
Yeah. Yes.
A couple of us are going up there to visit Lita, so that episode will be called Seattle, the special Seattle episode.
Or Space Taint Needle.
Exciting. The Space Taint. Oh my God. Well,
yeah,
now
it
I
is
just
pointy
got that
at the top.
All right.
Well, you need a really big man for that.
Like a giant?
Like a Uranus? Man?
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
All right. So Paul writes in, Dom, why don't you take this?
Kevin, bad news. You and the others converted me to Star Trek with that podcast, coupled with the movie and my father with the 3-season set of the original series.
Oh, awesome.
You were unable to reconvert me to Star Wars with this podcast.
I figured with the new movies, there's no way to reconvert anyone to Star Wars.
Oh, well, Star Trek wins. But I'm an average guy and don't care either way. It took half the podcast for me to realize you were talking about the California Disney for the Space Mountain podcast. A little later, I realized they are named differently, and I still missed it. I blame the fact that I only went to Disney World once when I was 8 in Florida. Good work. Never stop. I still need that Shin Megami Tensei episode.
Yeah, Dom. Don't worry, I'm holding off. I'm holding the other episode you recorded for a time when we might need it.
Yeah, that's okay. We have spare episodes, although that one I think still has some of the sound issues.
I'll
right?
work around with it. Maybe we could turn it into some sort of weird parody commercial type thing.
All right,
let's be creative with it.
All right.
Okay. Hello, all you S-wordy lights. We should just have a word we call ourselves. S-wordians.
We're swords.
Swords.
The swords.
Hello, swords. I have been listening to the show since the first one, and it keeps getting better and better, so keep up the good work. Never really felt the need to write in until now, as I just finished listening to the Disneyland episode, and it was awesome to know that there are more geeks like me who love the park.
Yes! Yes!
That's right!
There are a lot of you on the internet. What are the two sites that you go to again, Kevin?
Mice Age and Mouse Planet.
Mice Age and Mouse Planet.
Every once in a while, we'll read Jim Hill Media, but it's kind of like filled with a lot of ads.
Okay. It brought back so many memories hearing all that music. Afterward, I felt compelled to listen to the soundtracks I own in the park, and I'm extremely jealous that one of you got to go to the Club 33. Who did that?
Andy, oh, my. Andy.
That
Andy.
Jerk Andy. That's why he's not here anymore. I ate him.
You ate him and took his...
It's the only way to eat anything from Club 33.
One day we'll go there. One day. Someday, when I become a millionaire, I'll put myself on the waiting list. Seriously, that's what it feels like.
Then you must bring us, please.
Please, bring us. I was also cheering when the chocolate chip cookie from Space Mountain was mentioned. I used to look for it as well. Here are my top things at the park. This is cool. Okay. The original Space Mountain, Indiana Jones, churros, Haunted Mansion, Haunted Mansion Holiday.
What the heck is Haunted Mansion Holiday?
Don't get me started on Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fear level rising. Stop. No.
It lasts too long.
Okay, I know. Okay.
It starts from October and doesn't go away till like February.
Okay.
Christmas is not that long.
It wants to be that long. No,
I like the original Haunted Mansion.
I like the original.
You're talking about the Nightmare on Christmas.
Yes, the Nightmare
right?
Before Christmas overlay in the Haunted Mansion.
It's. Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I agree that it's there for too long. I mean, it doesn't need to start.
It's there for practically half the year.
Do you see Halloween in Japan?
Yes, it is crazy.
It is crazy.
Keep going.
Okay. I also wanted to say that I never got a picture with the mascots until I was older. Anyways, here's some suggestions for the show.
Just one, actually.
Oh, just one. Hiro Nobu Sakaguchi.
Final Fantasy, dude. I'm pretty sure we'll talk about all this stuff with Square Enix. Oh, Square Enix.
Squenix.
Anyways.
Oh, that's going to be a big episode.
He says, keep up the good work, and he eagerly waits each episode. From Kyle, from La Quinta, California, near Palm Springs.
How close is that to us?
La Quinta is it's near Palm Springs, wherever that is.
Great.
That's what he says.
It's somewhere in the middle of California.
Oh, in the middle? No, it's Southern California, Palm Springs.
Technically, we're near the middle of California.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Is it like by Fresno?
I'm from Southern California, so anywhere north of it's like middle. So
just like how we call everything else south.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're technically Northern California, so.
No, we're technically middle of California. We call ourselves Northern. Yeah.
I'm Googling this right now, and let's see. La Quinta.
La Quinta.
I've actually went there for a medical conference.
My way down 10.
Dragged me there.
So La Quinta is south of Riverside, for reference.
Oh, that's not so far.
We should have a party there. Party crew. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
All right, let's quickly round out these last two ones.
All right.
So Ethan writes...
So you guys are 33 for 33 on iTunes 5-star ratings. I applaud you all.
And we applaud you all. Thank you guys for writing in.
Thank you so much.
And hey, don't feel like you don't need to write in anymore. Always more is good if it's five.
So how long does it take for you to record and edit each episode, Kevin?
Oh my God, forever.
Really long. Actually, that Disneyland one I had a lot of fun doing, but I spent way too long because I started adding on all the musical clips and all that stuff. So that one took me like 4 hours, and I... Yeah, that was a long time. Usually it takes me about 1.5 times the actual recording length, depending on how creative I want to get.
That makes sense. And
the fastest one I've ever edited was the Jason Statham episode.
Did you edit it all? I mostly did
not edit things out. That's why it was a very crazy episode.
Yeah.
But then, like, what about the rollerblader?
I just edited a little bit, like, in between, and then I just put the music track in the back, and I was like, okay, this needs to be shifted a little here. And, yeah, that trailer took me about 5 minutes to do.
Wow. And yes, he says, I would like to add my voice to those clamoring for longer episodes.
Well, you're getting one right now!
I was wondering, while writing a scenario for a tabletop RPG, did you guys say that you weren't very familiar with tabletop RPGs?
Only me.
Oh, I'm not as well. I'm not
the table. I've played it in junior high school.
Yeah, the tabletop RPGers in the group are myself, Mike, Danny, Albert, and a little bit Ian and Matt.
And Jen, but she's not on the show yet.
Well, no, she was like half quarter of an episode.
Oh, so Jen is also part.
She counts.
Yeah,
you guys will have your time to shine with that giant ass
Swords and Sorcery episode.
Yeah, Swords and Sorcery one, or like strategy games. I don't know. Whichever way you want to go with it.
We're more board game people.
I think that it would be pretty cool if you guys got a public AIM account or some such so that you could talk to your adoring fans.
Well, we have that Twitter account. That's pretty much the easiest way to get to us.
Yeah,
because most of us are busy all day.
Yeah, it's either S-Words or Subarunker.
There's also the Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook group, which
we're very bad at maintaining.
Well, Sung checks it more than
I look at it, and then I don't always respond.
I need to do it more often. I'll look at it.
It's a problem for me because
not many people post on it.
I keep forgetting to click on it whenever I'm on Facebook because it's hidden down a few levels for me.
But yeah, Twitter is like the best way to get in contact with us.
Yeah, it probably is.
Is that the ice cream man?
Yes, it is.
Ice cream man!
I should show you guys the picture of me after my mom's funeral at the ice cream man. There's actually a lot of Asian people in suits in front of an ice cream man. It's actually kind of hilarious. We're like,
we should post.
You know what we should all do? We should all go to the ice cream man. And we ran out. It's like, a Rocket Pops! I want a Rocket Pop!
Yesterday, we went to Cold Stone to try out the new Jell-O one, the Jell-O pudding flavored one. It's just like frozen Jell-O pudding. It's kind of disappointed.
Anyway, let's see here.
I wanted a Slurpee.
The last thing is, you wouldn't mind seeing more scraps, including scrapes, scabs, and sutures.
I actually added scrapes, scabs, and sutures injury stories as something on our list just for the future. I thought it would be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Like the time I almost cut off my thumb. That's always my most famous injury.
There was a time I tripped over a kid while reading and sprained my elbow. That's a fun story.
I fell into a rose bush while riding my bike.
I broke my arm in the first and only time I ever played Red Rover.
I've had my foot bitten off by a shark.
I was playing golf one time, and an alligator took off my hand.
All my limbs got chopped off by the King of England.
I was grabbing for the chocolate chip cookie, and my hand came off.
I have all these random bruises everywhere. I have no idea where they come from.
When I was sticking my hand out of the bus, another bus came by.
I drove into a redwood tree.
It was so hard. All right. Let's get to the last mail. Thank you, Ethan.
Okay, Kyle writes, first off, let me say, Dom, the cats aren't a touching game.
What?
All in caps.
It's based on this week's three-panel Soul.
Oh, okay.
How was that game? Pretty good?
I treat it more like History of the World Part 1.
Okay.
Nice.
Where he goes like, oh, he's a eunuch.
All right.
Oh, he's a eunuch. Oh, he's dead.
All right. Also love the Star Wars podcast and Space Mountain. As a person who only went to Disneyland once, wow. It's interesting to hear you guys talk about with such great fondness. Me and my soon-to-be wife will be going to Disney World for our honeymoon.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I really can't tell you guys how great it is to listen to you and write in and have you guys respond to it. I've been meaning to tell you this, Kevin, but yeah, you sound very white.
Yeah, I'm
pretty much getting ready to accept that now.
That's in reference to stuff in suggestions number 6, I think. That's what he writes.
What do you mean?
Well, thank you so much.
I always sound like this.
Thank you so much for writing us.
I'm a computer.
Thank you so much for writing us. We really appreciate all your mail.
He goes on. It's hard to tell what nationality a person is just by the voice. Also, a fast suggestion, Samurai Jack.
We've had Samurai Jack on the list, so don't worry about that. It'll come up sometime.
It'll be a scrap, though, won't it?
Yeah, it is
a scrap.
Oh, and without Kevin there, things get crazy, lol.
Really? I feel you guys are very mild without me. I was always expecting you guys to go really like, hey, let's not even stick to the subject. Let's talk about something else I want to talk about.
Nah. I try to stay pretty close to the
You need
the
to loosen
spirit.
Them up. You got to get those hands on those shoulders and just really
into
it.
Shoulders. Okay.
This next part is kind of confusing.
I wish you guys could hear the look that Sung is giving me right now.
Anyways,
this is a very vulgar podcast.
It is. Oh my goodness!
It's all Redwood Man's fault.
I'm not
going
to be able to list this as explicit. No, clean. Sorry, Sung. Go ahead and round
this
one out.
This next part is kind of confusing me. Also, is there any other noise you can make when someone causes it?
Cusses.
It scares me.
That's the sine wave noise, which is basically something that you can generate with most any other sound editing thing. Yeah, I guess I can still use. I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with something like it'll go. Or something. I don't know.
Like Nien Nim?
Yeah, it's like Nien Nim.
Nien Nim? I told you you sounded white.
I do want to mention one other thing before we end this episode. Like, Lita and I actually went to Disney World for our 1 year? 2 year Disney World. And I have to say, Chef Mickey's at night, if you can get one between... if you can get a reservation between 8:30, starting from 8:30, so that you can go out to the balcony and watch the fireworks that
Chef
start
Mickey's
at 9:30.
It's called Chef.
No, it's California Grill. I'm sorry, Chef Mickey's. Chef Mickey's is the restaurant on the bottom floor of the Contemporary Resort. The one you want is the California Grill at the top, and definitely try to get reservations for that. But you have to call in 6 months in advance. So I don't know. It might be a bit too late for you guys, but. Yeah, definitely there, and also Jico at
Jico is really good
at the Animal Resort,
Animal Kingdom,
Animal Kingdom Resort. The one that's where you can see the animals through your hotel room if you do
the Lion
there.
King one,
Safari Lounge. I don't know, something like that. I can't remember anymore, but it's great there too as well. Those were our two favorite meals when we went there.
Exactly, and it's unfortunate they took away the dining plan, but
yeah, the dining plan was awesome before.
Yeah, but you should. Definitely just check out those restaurants. The restaurants are the best part about, one of the best parts about Disney World.
Maybe for the curses, like maybe try a lower tone or just
I think I'm just going to put a different sound over it. I'm just going to muffle the sound All right. With my own voice.
And to round out the email, again, thank you guys for the time. I can tell you guys how happy I am that you guys do this for us. Please, if there's anything I could do for you guys, please ask.
Thanks, you
guys. Sure.
That was
no problem.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
And we really appreciate all the mail we get. It's awesome to hear that our mail bag is growing slowly.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm kind of surprised after all this. Like, we've only been doing this for a short amount of time, but the response has been a lot better than we thought. Originally, it was just supposed to be, hey, we should just record stuff. And then, like, later on, like years later, we can go back and say, remember that episode? Like, we should listen to that one again. That was a funny one or something like that.
Yeah. But,
I mean, remember, Kevin used to keep a notepad around to record our conversations.
Yeah, but you didn't get the
random
tone.
Stuff. You didn't get the tone at all.
Yeah.
But you still got random quotes like, what is it? It's got cross-dressing and karate. And cross-dressing karate. Yeah, how could it go wrong?
But that's cool. I didn't think we'd be so popular so quickly. That's really, I don't know.
I was
cool.
Just surprised anyone wants to listen to us. But we'll keep trying to be interesting for you guys, because we know it's the entertainment for you. It's entertaining for us. So let's round out this episode. You can always reach us by email at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Find all the old episodes and the upcoming schedule at www.s-words-podcast.com. And of course, Dom, there's always that place that you can quickly reach us.
Facebook? No, actually, not really. Twitter.
Well, we'll try to use Facebook more often.
We will.
Twitter.com/s_words
or /Subarunker.
Okay, sure. Subarunker as well.
Lita Cho.
Lita, do you want to? Okay, sure. So there's Subarunker, Lita Cho. You just look at S-Words, see who he follows, and you can pretty much figure it out.
There. I only follow like 20 people.
Mine is the one of the bird Kevin from Up. Yours is Lita Cho.
My icon is still the same one.
Don't worry about it. You'll figure it out. Anyways, thanks for listening to this episode. It's been a long, long stuff episode. We still got some other stuff to record, so thank you guys. Anyone got any shout-outs, quotes, anything?
I have a shout-out to my cousin Gil, whose company Go Play Games released an iPhone game.
That's awesome.
Called Popple.
Popple. Popple. Buy it. It will cost you less than $10, I swear. It'll cost you less than $10.
It's a $2 application, and it's basically a color popping kind of. It's a mix between like a brain training game and the bubble wrap application for the iPhone. So definitely check it out. It's kind of a merge of two genres. Yeah, it's pretty intense near the end there, and makes you feel kind of dumb sometimes. We can't remember which colors you're supposed to go in which sequence. So I mean, I talked about it just today on the Appcast. So,
good.
Yeah.
They'll be glad. All right. Any other shoutouts?
I'll just say that. This is just to share the pain that Dom, Amy, and I felt yesterday, which was the
Great American Food and Music Festival.
The experience we had at the Great American Food and Music Festival in, where was it? Mountain View?
Yeah, it was Shoreline Amphitheater, which is a fine venue, but not for anything involving people not being in the amphitheater.
Just Google it and just read the responses of people who have been there. And you will know our pain.
Amy was ready to jump behind the counter and strangle someone.
She just continued to say, I just want to punch someone.
I want to give a shout out to all the Microsoft interns. Hey, guys.
I'll give a shout out to the 7-Eleven in Southern California that still serves Grape Slurpee. You guys are great.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Suck off. Wait a second. I shouldn't call it that. Hold on.
Thing is
please delete
off.
That.
Save us, Redwood Man.